fourth parak of Tyrus, third mission. Hasheretz b'fi achulda v'anevel b'fi akelif. You have this dead sheretz in the mouth of the rodent. V'anevela, a piece of dead animal meat b'fi akelif. In the mouth of a kelev, avru bein atoyrim, or avru toyrim bein neyim. Now we have a human being involved. So this moving sheretz or nevela passes between toyrim, or the toyrim, people that toyrim pass amongst them. Sveikim toyrim. Now have a new reason to be matar, even though there was a human being involved. It neishain tuma mokim. Another reason to be matar besveikis that. Since it's in the mouth of Baal Chai, it's considered doesn't have a mokim kavua, so even the Baal Chai is not moving around, still suffic. If it touched a Torah person, he'll be Torah. The animals were eating from this tummy thing on the ground. Here already the tumah is on the ground, and the person is mesupik. If he touched it, then it's veikut tumah. We're talking about in reshus ha-yochid. So the tumah is reshus ha-yochid. As long as the tumah, if nature yesh the tumah mokim, since the tumah adds a place, and the person who's asking the shayla has das li shoyl, that suffix is tumah.